This shouldn't be a thing.
If you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Here is the headline from The Guardian. Nobody with a byline on this one. I wonder why. Australian man charged with cattle theft after $100,000 load of bull semen found. Grafton, Australian man faces 20 charges after police uncover embryos, a tank of semen, and the alleged deceptive sale of Wagyu cows. I'm just reading the article.
Not an Australian story?
This is in The Guardian. Bull semen worth $100,000, part of a haul, allegedly stolen cattle uncovered by police in an area of Australia. A 34-year-old man now facing 20 charges, including cattle theft, getting financial advantage after stealing cows from his employer.
Wait, that's a crime? Getting financial?
Obtaining financial advantage after allegedly stealing more than 100 cattle from his employer. A vet contacted the 34-year-old, who's also facing animal cruelty. This is complicated. Police allege the sale led to a discount of almost $100,000. The man bought the herd through a third party who had stolen the cat. It's just a mess.
He bought it on the dark web. Dark web.
There's a dark web, all right. Police say the vet then produced false documents. The vet has been charged with committing animal cruelty. The other guy is facing 20 charges. The 34-year-old charged with 20 different offenses, including cattle theft, animal cruelty, and obtaining financial advantage by deception. He's out on bail. He's been granted bail. He will appear back in court on August 4th, maybe riding a stolen cattle. We don't know.
I thought it was just he walked into a room and stole a bucket of stuff. I'm not going to say it out loud because it just feels weird saying it. I don't know how FCC compliant, but like, I thought the story was just the guy took a bunch
of bull semen.
Thank you. Yeah. You said it. And we'll took off. This was like an Ocean's 11 type of scheme.
Oh, yes. Oh, it was very common.
There's many levels of criminality
involved here. But anyway, that wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.